man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't
give a damn. Hey, welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on September 14th, 2022. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next 60 minutes. Here we are live on the air at the Republic Broadcasting Network, based right there in sprawling Round Rock, Texas. I'm due north quite a ways up here in Grand Forks, North Dakota. And let's start off tonight's show with a really interesting piece that came up yesterday. Plenty of good news here tonight. If you want to join in, what we're going to start out with a short recording of our president, not the resident, the president. The resident being the chief of the Biden crime family, crime syndicate, our president being, of course, Donald John Trump, the man we elected for a second time in 2020, and who we will elect for a third time in 2024. If you want to call in at any time during the proceedings, feel free to do so at 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Hundreds of operators are standing by to take your call. Let us see here. Let's go to the record. I have several different versions. Here's what happened yesterday. I think probably a little before our showtime yesterday, maybe at about the same time. If there are any remaining doubters on Donald Trump out there, this is for you. This is the straw that broke the camel's back. It's not so much of a straw. What did Donald Trump do? Busy man, wouldn't you say? Yesterday, the most harassed man on earth. No question about that. More enemy gun emplacements are zeroed in on Donald Trump and expending all of their rounds on this man than any man under attack on earth. But he took time out from that to make a phone call all on his own say-so. He just picked up his phone, and who did he call? He called Ashley Babbitt's mother. And where was she when she took the call? She was standing with other patriots, like all of you out in the audience there, like any of you remaining doubters on Donald Trump, patriots like you, Ashley Babbitt's mother, standing outside the jail in Washington District of Criminals. And the criminals are not the ones that are in the January 6th Patriots in the prison. It's the warden and others and mayor. What's her name, that mayor in D.C.? I'm going to think of her name in a moment. These are such forgettable people. But those are the criminals. He calls up Ashley Babbitt's mom, who's standing outside the prison and jail. And they are there every night. They were there every night in August, and they're now there every night in September, singing songs to and with the political prisoners, some of whom have been there almost 2 years, without bail, without attorneys, without any rights, without charges, with nothing. Nothing of American due process. The Bill of Rights, as if it didn't exist. The Bill of Rights, actually, the physical document, actually residing only a few blocks away in the National Archives. Isn't that ironic? It might as well have been run through a shredder. He calls Ashley Babbitt's mom, and you're about to hear that phone call. Amazing. Amazing. And this is so extemporaneous by the president, not recorded by the president. This isn't posted by the president. He calls Ashley Babbitt's mother as a woman, as a mother, as a patriot. And the only reason we have a recording of this is that somebody standing next to Ashley Babbitt's mother is recording it. So here we go. The voice you'll hear will be Ashley Babbitt's mom. And this is a name we ought to learn, because it turns out I don't know enough about Ashley Babbitt's mother. I'm just finding out about what a great patriot she is. Her name is Mickey, spelled M-I-C-K-I. And her last name, it looks like it might be a Dutch name. Any of you Dutchmen out there can help me with this. It's spelled W-I-T-T-H-O-E-F-T. Of course, she's an American, but some Dutch ancestry here, but I don't know if this is a married or maiden name. W-I-T-T-H-O-E-F-T. And I'll make a stab at that. To the Dutch, like the Germans, I know my middle name is starts with a W and is pronounced by the Germans as a V. But would the Dutch pronounce a W as a V also? Would they say Withoeft, or would they say Withoeft? Withoeft or Withoeft? And then what the Americanized version of that, I don't know what Mickey would tell us is the correct way to pronounce her name. Withoeft, maybe? Withoeft, kind of Americanized. Anyway, that's a name you want to learn. And a little complex for us, because her last name is not Babbitt. Actually, I don't know whether Ashley Babbitt's name is a maiden or married name either. And interestingly, if you look on Wikipedia for a biography of Ashley Babbitt, you can't find it. Huh. Weird, huh? So here she is. Let's go to her. Mickey Withoeft. And the president just up and calls her. We get the best recording here. Which one's the best? We'll try this one.
Different countries, and our crowd outside, thank you for calling in. You're on. Go.
Okay. Well, Mickey, it's an honor to be with you and to everybody listening. It's a terrible thing that has happened to a lot of people that are being treated very, very unfairly. We love Ashley, and it was so horrible what happened to her. That man shot Ashley is a disgrace. And then he goes on television, and it looks like he was actually bragging about it. There's never been a thing like this has happened in our country. And I just want to tell everybody that's listening, we're with you. We're working with a lot of different people on this. and we can't let this happen. This has never happened before. You look at all of the riots that took place for the last long period of time, not just in 2020, the last long period of time, and almost nothing has happened to those people. And what they're doing here is a disgrace. It's a disgrace to our country, and it just cannot be allowed to happen, and it cannot be allowed to continue. So I just want to say to everybody, everybody's working on it, and I very much appreciate, Mickey, you're asking me to just speak to everybody, but we cannot allow this to happen to our country. So God bless everybody. We are working very hard.
Thank you, President Trump.
Thank you for calling, President Trump. I know the men inside appreciate you, as I do as well.
And say hello to everybody.
We have a heckler here right now. So you did draw us some attention, President Trump. Thank you so much. And we look forward to working with you in the future. God bless you.
Thank you all. Thank you.
What are you doing?
Excuse me. You have to go over there.
That is assault.
Now, just to explain the extraneous noises you hear. And you heard all of the president right there, and then we'll close out. We'll hear Ashley Babbitt giving, or Mickey Witthoff giving some final words here. And I correct myself. This actually was being simulcast. It was being broadcast around the world by many Patriot websites who are now logging in to this connecting, linking to live, this presence of Ashley Babbitt's mom right there every night. And a special thank you should go to, I think, the people who've done the best job of doing that, which are Donna Fiducia and, is his name Don Newen? They are the two outstanding hosts of a program called Cowboy Logic. That's a show, treat yourself to it, Cowboy Logic. And where do you find it? At Real America's Voice. And I'll tell you, I am impressed with Real America's Voice. That's where I watch some of the very best, Steve Bannon, head of the class, Steve Bannon, Naval Academy, incredible mind. And top advisor to Donald Trump, almost was given the command of the 2020 Trump campaign, I believe, and was the head man, I believe, in the 2016 successful campaign. 2020 might have been successful if Steve Bannon had been in charge of it. It was successful. Of course, we did elect Donald Trump, but it would have been what do they say? You got to beat the, you've got to outvote the steal. You have to have enough votes in excess of winning that the Communist Party USA can't fabricate enough votes to overtake you. So now let's go back. Well, the noise in the background was, and this is a typical left winger, a left winger with a chicken head on his or her head. It's hard to tell with the body shape of these left wingers what they are, but a chicken head on, and a carrying a sign that said fart noises. You figure it out. And this person walked behind and tried to get their sign into the camera shot of fart noises. This is emblematic of what left wingers are. They're crude, they're vulgar, they're disgusting. They're really a lower life form. And that's what you'd expect. The good, the noble, that's the group you're in out there in this audience. The trash of the earth is the constituency of the left, including chicken-headed, fart noise sign person. Now, the Epoch Times, the best newspaper in the world, they covered this. They talked about the president and about Ashley Babbitt's mother. And they never mention fart noise person. That's news coverage. Newsweek, on the other hand, listen to how Newsweek covered this. Let's go to the end of it first, and then I'll show you how Newsweek covered it.
Yeah, apparently better than you guys.
Now, what they're doing is this chicken-headed left-winger was somehow not obstructed in gaining access over the barriers put up by the prison guards there at the D.C. Corrections building. This person waltzed behind the barriers. The D.C. guards didn't impede that person at all. Obviously, a weirdo, the chicken head on and a sign. They just let the person unimpeded walk behind. So the Patriots are shouting over to the D.C. guards, who aren't guarding anything, saying, do your job.
No,
what is it that y'all are here to do if you can't get over here and stop somebody like that?
It wasn't like you wasn't
what
warned.
Honor your oath!
Trash.
Honor your oath, trash.
That was do President Trump, y'all. He's on our side. We love him. Just a little excitement.
All right.
Nikki, what does it mean to have President Trump call into an event like this?
It means a lot to me to know he's supporting the J6ers and knows the corruption on the other side and understands that this is part of our path going forward is to take care of these men. And I believe that he understands that you know, America wants to forget about January 6th, but let's don't forget that unarmed American citizens were murdered that day. They were beaten by the Capitol Police that day, and they were jailed and thrown away the key, as well as the Constitution. So God bless America, God bless Trump, and hopefully we'll see good things going forward.
If Trump gets back into office, what's going to like another office?
I hope by the time President Trump gets back in office, this situation has resolved itself. I feel like the American people have had enough. I feel like we need some fair hearings from the judges. I feel like we need a strong Republican Congress when that happens in January. And God willing, this situation will be over by the time President Trump takes office. And if it's not, then I'm counting on President Trump to keep his word and look into these matters for real.
USA! USA!
All the way!
USA!
All the way!
USA!
So that was Ashley Babbitt's mom talking with President Trump. So any doubters out there, who's calling Ashley Babbitt's mom outside the D.C. Jail? Donald Trump, the man with the balls and the brains, who is our leader. All right, so let's go now to, I'm keeping an eye on my call board here in case somebody calls in. Eager to speak with any of you out there in listener land. The more good news for you tonight. Eagerly anticipating on Saturday the Trump Ultra Mega Mega Rally in Youngstown, Ohio. Just a hop, skip, and a jump west of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You lucky folks that are going to be there, and that's in an arena. The name Covelli comes to mind, a Covelli arena. Now, I told you the pace quickens. Yes, and the Trump schedule is going to become more packed with appearances. This has come to pass because 6 days later, the president has just announced another rally. This time for all you folks in the South, in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'll give you the details on that one right after this break.
And hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place,
for
to,
a place
do
to do my thing. Hey, here I am doing my thing up in North Dakota. And, you know, I was just thinking, why is Wikipedia, you know, they've got an article on anything and everything of the most utmost unimportance. They don't have an article on Ashley Babbitt. You know why? I think they did have an article, and they deleted it. And I'll tell you why. Because Ashley Babbitt served 4 tours of duty in the U.S. Air Force. 14 years. And they don't want people to know what a patriot Ashley Babbitt was and what a wonderful person. And they don't want to know. They don't want the people to know the actual story of her murder by this guy who hid behind a corner, got his semi-auto handgun pointed at her. She had no idea that he was there. He's in hiding. He aims and shoots. This is a so-called police officer, a Capitol Police type officer, working for Nancy Pelosi. Shoots her in the throat with other police right behind her. And she's not attacking anybody. She must weigh 90 pounds. She's going through a window, which she was asking, the recording shows, she was saying, don't break that window. She was trying to stop people from doing that. It's a broken window. Have you ever had a broken window before? Ooh, that's serious. My gosh, she didn't break it. But she did attempt to go through the open window without warning. No, stop. No, I'm going to shoot. You know, stop, police. No, nothing. No warning, nothing. First thing she knows, she gets up in the window and a round hits her in the throat and kills her. She falls backwards to the floor. And then, what else do the Wikipedia not want the public to know? They let her bleed out. She was not, the people that were trying to help her were pushed away by the so-called police. And then the police just took their sweet time taking her to another location where she continued to bleed out. And it was some god-awful length of time before EMTs actually attended to her. And it was too late already. Can you imagine having your carotids or something else blown apart in your neck, how immediately you must have stoppage of the bleeding? She was murdered. Then murdered again by people who wouldn't, so-called law enforcement, who wouldn't care for her, which is the sworn duty of a police officer. So there you go. That was wonderful. Donald Trump calls this wonderful mother. I wouldn't be surprised to see when Donald Trump is accepting the nomination at the Republican National Convention, which will be in Milwaukee, for 2024, I wouldn't be surprised to see Mickey Witthoft asked to say a few words by Donald Trump. All right, let's go to the next piece of good news I had for you, which is the next rally. Where is it, Kelso? I've got my tickets. I'm already booked for my flight to Youngstown, Ohio. Not me, I'm not. I'm just kidding. But some of you are. There are people who go to every Trump rally. Isn't this wonderful? What a story that will tell in the future when somebody's able to say, how many rallies were you at, ma'am? I went to 200. Yes, there are people who are already booked for their flight to Youngstown, Ohio. Where's the next rally? I got to buy my tickets for that one. Well, you're booking to Wilmington, North Carolina. Just a little bit of a hop, skip, and a jump up the road from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The battleship North Carolina is moored there in Wilmington, North Carolina. So that'll be, now I'm going to look it up to see where is that, is it in out in the open or in an arena? Let's take a look. All right. Clicking on it here. Oh, and when is it? It is in an arena at the Aero, A-E-R-O, Aero Center in Wilmington on Friday, September 23rd at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That would be 6 p.m. my time here in the Central Time Zone. We'll be able to cover that event live on this show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lay.
Gentlemen, at this time, gold, like...
give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
Sing it, John Fogerty. Yeah, we are wondering now who's working for the FBI. And we're smoking out the rats. Well, here's the event coming up on September. Go back to that event. I'll come back to it in a moment. These two events coming up next Friday. No, excuse me. Saturday, this week, Saturday, and then get your tickets to go to Wilmington. That's in Youngstown, Ohio. Then fly down to Wilmington, North Carolina to catch the Trump event there, which our show will start that Friday a little after the president has spoken. So either live or hot off the press, we'll be able to cover it, that rally. And I look forward, I'll make my prediction here. As I say, the pace quickens. Maybe we'll see weekly Trump events here on out. And then we get into the super, super campaigning of Donald Trump when he actually does multiple events every day. All right. Now, some more good news. I want to pile the good news on for you. In New Hampshire, all of the people was on Tuesday, all of the people that Donald Trump endorsed won. nice, including a great military man named Balduc, B-O-L-D-U-C. And then here's one, a 25-year-old young lady who just out of the blue, inspired by Donald Trump, that's what got her to do this. She filed for Congress in the Republican primary, which she just won. And she beat the, you know, the Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, you know, Rhino candidate. And listen to this woman. This is her acceptance speech. Was it earlier today or was it yesterday? But here it is. Here she is. Beautiful, beautiful woman. Intelligent. My goodness. Some of these people that Donald Trump inspired to get active are amazing. Here she is, accepting or announcing her victory.
How are we, everyone? Well, I have news for you. Our homegrown, grassroots America First campaign prevails. We won tonight. Thank you all so much for being here. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. More than 1 year ago, I got into this race with no name recognition, no money, but a passion and a drive to fight for my home state of New Hampshire against the socialist Democrats who are destroying our country.
Oh, now, I mean, this is so good. She had no money. Nobody had ever heard of her. 25 years old. I guess she must have been 24 when she filed. Not even old enough to serve in Congress. And I'm trying to remember what that's like. I remember that was my consideration. I ran for Congress back in 1976, and I would have been at that time, I would have been 28 years old. But if she wins in November, Caroline Leavitt will be the youngest member ever to enter Congress. That's what I read. And the Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy people poured millions of dollars into her opponent's campaign. And not just poured millions into the opponent's campaign and really piled it on in the last few days, millions. This money was spent on attack ads, personal attack ads against Caroline Leavitt. And I mean, to launch an attack ad against this beautiful, articulate, brainy exemplar of what it means to be an American. It shows you how low these rhinos go.
The media, the Washington establishment, and the Democrats certainly counted us out. They said I was too young, we could never raise the money to compete, and that we could never beat a former Republican nominee. Over the last year, we were outspent, but we were not outworked.
No
way. And tonight, our hard work has truly paid off.
Now, by the way, this, folks, this is what we're hoping to hear. Come November 8th, which is only like 60 days away or something like that, less than that, 50-some days away. Come November 8th, this is the kind of victory speech we're going to be hearing. I'm going to predict this all over the country. It will be a red tsunami. They will try to cheat, but we will outvote the steal. And there will be other Caroline Leavitts, plenty of them. And Mitch McConnell, your days of rhino control are over. And I'll give you this a little later in the show. Let's see, I think I'll have time to get to it. Donald Trump today bashes Mitch McConnell. And again, the man who stands up, the man with balls. He calls Ashley Babbitt's mom. He goes, that's not politically correct. To hell with that. He bashes Mitch McConnell, who deserves it. He's a rhino. He's a creep. He's taking money from the Chinese Communist Party and has been for years, married to his wife, Elaine Chao. They're taking hundreds of millions from the Chinese Communist Party. The leader of the Republicans in the Senate? I don't think so. Donald Trump is playing smash mouth with the turtle, Mitch McConnell. But there'll be more. These Caroline Levitts are such attractive candidates. They don't have the money. They don't have any press coverage. They have lies hurled against them. Listen to how powerful these new MAGA candidates are.
Tonight, Team Caroline, we smashed expectations. Tonight, Team Caroline, we defied the odds. And tonight, Team Caroline, we are sending a strong and clear message to the Washington, D.C. establishment and our Democrat opponents that our votes cannot be bought. Our conservative voices cannot be silenced. And the future of our beautiful, great, live free or die state is ours.
Oh, I'm in love.
This upcoming election in November is about one thing: stopping the radical Biden, Pelosi, Pappas, socialist agenda in its tracks that has been ripping off hardworking families like yours and mine every single day. Our Democrat opponent, Chris Pappas, is an expert at the typical Washington, D.C. political game, pledging to be for one thing, but voting for another. Chris Pappas has campaigned his entire political career as a moderate, bipartisan voice for our district, but he has voted as a far-left socialist Democrat.
Now, that was beautiful. By the way, something, I'm listening to this for the first time myself, and I noticed something that occurred in there that we've got to have some discipline on the right. Somebody in the crowd there, when she paused to take a breath, shouted out loudly so that it went onto the recording of her event. This is her victory speech, okay? Nice job, you clown in the audience, who shouted out, I didn't hear his full sentence, but he managed to say something. She was talking about her opponent, and he says, what about, he's anti-white. You know, how does steel snatch defeat from the jaws of victory? There are people on our side who do this. Not a lot, but they really create a mess. Now, that guy wrecked her victory speech, and she handled it beautifully. She heard his shout out, you know, he's anti-white. And she continued with great aplomb. She continued her presentation, not letting this guy wreck what she did. But see, now that gives, watch that little shout be broadcast by the communist news networks to show that Caroline Levitt is a white nationalist. That's just some clown, some jerk in the audience yelling out. No better than the left winger with the chicken head on who had a sign that said fart sounds. I'm going to hurry up here to wait till you meet online, Caroline Leavitt. And I feel sorry for whoever's opposing her in the general election. This is one attractive candidate in every sense of the word.
Today, we had the worst market day since the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020.
Now she goes into details in her speech, so we don't have time for all of those. Let's go back to the president, and he says, today, let us go over to his postings. Amazing job by Caroline Leavitt in her great New Hampshire victory. Against all odds, she did it, and will have an even greater victory on November 8th. Wonderful energy and wisdom. And then he says, nice, the Trumpiest people, be a new adjective, the Trumpiest people all won in New Hampshire last night. Make America great again. Let me refresh and see if he's got a more recent, even more recent post today. And he does have one 19 minutes ago talking about how the FBI paid the guy who came up with the Steele dossier. He was a human resource of the FBI. Why are we not surprised? Now, here's this one. This is great. Yeah, I have time to read this. This is 3 hours ago. This is the man in the arena, Donald Trump, the guy taking the arrows for us. Mitch McConnell is working all out to help the absolutely horrible senator from the great state of Alaska, Lisa Murkowski. Now, the truly ugly, shriveled, prune-faced Lisa Murkowski, and her ugliness is, I shouldn't even talk about her looks. Her ugliness is inner ugliness. An alleged Republican. This is what we've been enduring for these decades. How did this happen to us? How did we, conservative, patriotic, Republican Americans, how did we get, as our so-called leaders, people like Mitch McConnell and his girlfriend, Lisa Murkowski? McConnell, working all out to help Lisa Murkowski rather than fighting for and helping to finance the wonderful and very talented Kelly Shibaka. Now, Kelly Shibaka is a wonderful candidate for U.S. Senator in Alaska who has Donald Trump's endorsement. And remember, Lisa Murkowski is the incumbent. Nobody does that. Ronald Reagan didn't even do that. He wouldn't dream of endorsing a challenger to a Republican incumbent. That's never occurred. Has that ever happened? A Republican president endorsing a challenger to a Republican rhino senator? No. Donald Trump does this every day. Kelly Shibaka. Murkowski killed everything good for Alaska, including ANWR, the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge, a project which would have changed the course of our entire country. What the president's referring to there is there's more oil under the Alaska National Wildlife Refuge than under Saudi Arabia. And that would have changed our future. And it will, again, when Donald Trump enters the office, I guarantee you in his first week, he will reopen ANWR to wonderful, environmentally super friendly and environment helping oil and natural gas drilling. Did you know this little tidbit about the Alaska pipeline? You know who the biggest supporters of the Alaska pipeline are in the world? That's right. The Alaskan caribou. They love it. They love it so much they like to mate standing next to the Alaskan pipeline because it's so warm and comfortable. They have to keep the oil warm enough to move through the pipeline. Anything Mitch McConnell wants is bad, especially Lisa Murkowski. Vote for Kelly Shibaka. Isn't that wonderful? Donald Trump. Let's see what else he posted today. All kinds of posts about FBI corruption. Not shy there. Can you remember any American president who ever indicted the FBI as being an enemy of the American people? Was there ever any president who did that? No, that's right. Any president who called the entire lamestream press enemies of the people over and over again, pointing to them, standing at his rallies, pointing at the press gallery, calling them enemies of the people. We'll be right back with one more segment and James in Vancouver after this break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Yeah, this is God's country. An engineer, who's that band? Who's that singer and who's that band? That's a darn good song. My engineer's typing right now. Oh, it's Blake Shelton. Oh, he's been up here in Grand Forks performing here in North Dakota. This is God's country. This one church town. We got plenty of them right around here, one church towns, but this one's got a few. Hey, James, are you there? We'll bring James into the conversation.
Hello.
Hey, James. Thank you for joining us.
Right. So Donald Trump finally addressed the January 6th and Ashley Babbitt situation.
No, he's done it numerous times. He's even said, I will pardon the people in that prison. I will pardon them.
Right. And so the next thing he's probably going to do is speak to the vaccines, you see.
That's the toughest. That is the worst error he made. Right. Imagine if you were you're now President Trump. And they've sprung the COVID-1984 on you out of the blue. They cold cocked you with that. As the president, now I'm an anti-vaxxer myself. Right. I've never been vaccinated when I was a little boy, a polio shot. Okay, I'm an anti-vaxxer. But even me as an anti-vaxxer, could I then, as the president, have gotten up on the bully pulpit and said, hey, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want a vaccine developed for this China flu, the China flu that these communists sprang on us. I don't want a vaccine to be developed. He couldn't say that, could he?
Well, I think the point here is that he's going to expose the chicanery that was behind all of that fake
right,
COVID.
But now I want to put you in real time, though. I'm putting you in his shoes.
Right.
So the answer to my rhetorical question is no, he could not. He could not be a Kelso and say, hey, folks, vaccines suck. Don't get vaccinated. He couldn't do that. So he had to say, we're developing a vaccine for this disease. Now, he has no medical knowledge in particular. So he's trusting his medical people below him. All right. Big mistake. But how does he know? How does he know that Fauci is a communist criminal? He can't know that. So he would have to be a psychic. So he says we're developing a vaccine. Now, it's not his fault that the vaccine, and then he says, as a businessman, we're going to do it fast. We're going to get this job, get her done. I'm sure he said that on many job sites. Get her done, boys. So he said, get her done on getting a vaccine out, a safe vaccine. Okay, that's what he demanded. All right. Well, what he got was what? A kill shot. He got something that's killing people by the probably the millions. But that's not his fault. He didn't do that. That was done to him. So now, how does he? He is going to have to confront that fact. You're right, James. He's going to have to say everything I just said a little bit more. Gently. But and I'm sorry we ran out of time. Folks, tomorrow and tomorrow's show, and James, I hope you'll be here, some incredible posts by the president today that James will love, you will love, especially about the FBI raiding Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy. Wait till you hear how they took his cell phone, these goons from the FBI. See you tomorrow, folks. And James, see you tomorrow. Sorry we didn't get enough time.
Okay.
So long for now.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at susannasecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S secret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.